yes, you weren't kidding, Dr. Hazel. It's perishing out. Pretty, though. There's an evergreen forest covered in fresh snow here.
Well, Avic, after last year and that nutter the Duke of Yule, I thought I'd better make good on my promise to show you a quieter Christmas somewhere.
And this time, somewhere's not a post-apocalyptic civilization or anything.
No, other end of the Kardashev civilization scale, actually. Hang on, let me find that reference again. Aha! According to the Galactopedia, this is the planet Nerdia, famed for its charming locales and friendly locals.
Locals? You mean like pubs?
No, you stupid goose, the residents.
Well, be it from me to criticise you taking advice from a moth-eaten intergalactic travel guidebook, Doctor. But there doesn't appear to be many of these locals around, though.
What about in that direction?
What direction? You mean that medieval-looking castle atop the cliff? You think there might be someone there?
Yes, that castle, which appears to be made entirely of crystal. Might be a right bugger to keep all those surfaces so shiny and clean.
I mean, at least in my worries on a hot summer's day.
Merry good gentles. I would not tarry long in the great citadel of ice. No, I wouldn't. Not even if Vajrian himself walked there beside me. Unless, that is, you wish to anger she who holds dominion over the land with her icy spells.
What in heck, it's a talking goatman thing. What are the chances of that happening, Avic?
Going a past experience, Dr. Weasel. Almost bloody typical everywhere we land.
Welcome to a chilly Christmas time in Nerdia Land. With Dr. Weasel and Avic, you're in the best of hands. But a talking goatman's warning may darken the feast. Who is this queen? Mayhaps she's a beast. There's only one way to find out by following along to Dr. Weasel and the Leopard, the Sorceress and the Weasdus, Part 1!
So, are you one of the friendly locals Dr. Weasel's rough guide to the universe highlighted? You don't look that exotic to me.
He smells pretty funky, though.
Dear friends, you'll find here in the land of Nerdia that many a fox, a fawn, or one of those things with a horse's rump and a man's head...
Centaur!
Really? But no matter. What you will find is that many of the forest folk here will speak. Why, 'tis ever been the way since blessed Adrian formed our world from the raw ether of the cosmos with but a shake of his leopine hips in the great jig of creation.
Oh, sweet Christmas, it's going to be one of those adventures, isn't it?
Swallow your pride, old chum, and go with the flow. It is Christmas! Somewhere?
No, this whole planet can just go bury itself in a snowdrift! I'm going back inside the Weasdus.
But, Avic, what about our wild seasonal adventure? Look! Talking goats! Dancing leopards! Crazy ice women! What more could you ask for a grand festive treat?
Well, I'm a fawn, actually.
See? Fawns and crystal castles and evil snow witches to overthrow into the bargain!
Well, she prefers to be called a malign magical operative. Not a big fan of the W word is our dark overmistress. It's way too much for a weasel word around these parts.
Oh, that's a bit unfair. Some people like weasel words.
And some people like the Spice Girls, Doctor, but it doesn't make them right. Anyway, Mr. Fawn?
Well, my name is Merrydown Celebratory Juniper Hatstand Tumulus.
Right, Mr. Tumulus. I can't help but notice you've dropped most of the folksy lingo.
Well, once I saw you and the, doctor, is it? For any path, once I realised you weren't actually punters, it didn't seem worth the aggro to keep it up.
Punters? Wait, I get it. The land of Nerdia. It's just some kind of overpriced corporatized theme park. Like Disney Moon. Only somehow even more intrinsically evil.
Good heavens! Is that even possible?
It wasn't always like this. After Adrian created the land of Nerdia, for an age it was a place filled with magic and wonderment and paying customers as far as you could see.
All there to see the famous singing otters, no doubt.
Aye, Doctor. That's exactly right. Then, one day Adrian left. Well, disappeared more like. And everything sort of went a bit to pot as...
As all the carnivores realised, no matter how chatty everyone was, that the herbivores looked dead tasty.
Yes. Adrian had forbidden this sort of predatory action. But without his guiding voice, it was a dark, dark time. That's when she stepped forward with her goblin army. Said she'd protect all of Nerdia, but there was a price. A horrific, horrible price.
She put the entrance prices up and reduced staff vacation time. Oh, you mean she froze Nerdia into eternal winter? Doesn't seem that bad, as long as you wrap her warm, I suppose.
No, Advik, it perhaps doesn't. But she has a heart that's colder and meaner than iron, which means...
Mr. Tumulus, what's ever the matter?
I think that collar he's wearing has got some sort of control device inside it. Keeps the locals enthralled to this sorceress. Poor sod.
I think he'll be all right. His eyes have rolled back into his head and his tongue's flipping alarmingly. Not to mention he's smoking slowly out of his ears.
I'm sure he'll be right as rain in no time. You know, probably. Only some light brain damage. Come along, Goose. We've more important things to worry about than a lightly crisp, seditious fawn. Let's go have a word with Witchy Poo in her crystal castle about staff mismanagement.
I'm fairly sure, Doctor. You mean malign magical operator.
Another day dawns in Nerdia. Gremkin, is everything prepared for the midwinter festivities? I have the heads of a dozen interstellar megacore coming, and Nerdia needs their investment badly.
Yes, your frozen divinity. In this galactic economic climate, that's understandable. I should mention, there's a deputation from the workers outside asking to speak with you.
Whatever do the little creatures want? I've no time for these furry peasants.
I believe it's about increased food rations, O Ice Goddess, in return for working through the festive season.
Working the festive season? The querulous fools. I made the festive season last every single day of the year.
I'm only the messenger, your frosty enormity.
Show them in, and we'll see how festive they're feeling in 5 minutes.
Your Majesty, we represent the Union of Allied Anthropomorphic Animals, and we are here to beg, to plead, to implore.
Demand?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it is safe to say, Your Highness, you couldn't work a dog on the rations you feed us. Sorry, Bernard, I didn't mean to single you out.
So, Spadge the Owl, what you're saying to me is because I am the absolute ruler of all Nerdia that I need to give you more food or you'll strike.
I am afraid you have left my brothers, sisters, and gender-fluid Animalia comrades little choice but to threaten to withdraw our active labour until our demands are met.
You sing it loud, Comrade Spadge.
I assume I couldn't persuade you to let this matter drop for a few days.
Certainly not. And that's my final word on the matter.
How right you are.
Spike Lord Adrian and Toily Ballets, you monster. You froze Spadge and blew her into 1,000 icy feathered chunks.
Threatening to withdraw labour from my Nerdia experience park is, I must remind you, Dave the Centaur, a capital offence. Oh, as I recall, so is speaking the name of that accursed leopard in my presence.
Oh, cobblers.
And that's how you deal with collective bargaining. Oh, Gremkin.
Yes, my alabaster queen.
Clean up these peasant popsicles before they leak all over my rug.
The sorceress governs with ways most cruel. All Nerdia is enslaved to our fiendish rule. But when the land calls out for a hero great, what brave soul will storm the castle gates? Perhaps the Goose or Doctor may have a clue in Dr. Weasel and the Leopard, the Sorceress, and the Weasel, Part 2.